الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا، وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as most of us would probably be aware, once again we have been blessed with this month of Rabiul Awwal, which normally is synonymous with perhaps one of the greatest occurrences in the annals of the history of humanity, that moment which had been anticipated literally for centuries, which every Nabi of Allah from the time of Adam alayhi salam throughout the ages, it was revealed upon them this great ihsan and favor upon every creation of Allah. Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the birth of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a great event that Allah Ta'ala in the Quran tells us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you as anything but rahmat. لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In other words, this birth, this entry, this creation was a source of blessing and mercy for every bird, every insect, nabatat, jamadat, animals, human beings, jinnat, alameen, every creation of Allah. The coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a rahmat and mercy for them. There is no personality more beloved to Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no personality closer to Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no personality who had more taqwa of Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no personality who had more khashiyat of Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no personality besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be given maqam-e-mahmood. There is no personality besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be raised above the rest of humanity on the day of judgment, and there is no personality besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for whom Jannat will be open, otherwise Jannat will be haram upon the rest of Allah's creation. Rabiul Awwal, generally, as I mentioned, is synonymous with this great occurrence. Whilst we have to acknowledge strictly strictly from a theological point of view, it cannot be said with absolute conviction that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually took place in Rabiul Awwal or on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, because at that time the Islamic calendar, Rabiul Awwal, had not yet even started. Islamic calendar was only established in the 17th year of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, to a very large extent, this has become the preferred opinion or view of the scholars of history. Nevertheless, how important, how great, from the cycle of humanity, what a turning point this represented on this occasion of Jumu'ah. It is impossible for us to even scratch the surface or do even an iota of justice to the seerah, to the mention, to the sifat, to the attributes, to the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Suffice to say that your and my iman can never be complete. Like ulama say, la falah, wala najah, wala saada. There is no success, there is no honor, there is no salvation, there is no advancement, there is no jannat also, illa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except that you and I fully and completely embrace the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was one, he was unique. When he came, the like of him had never been seen. And once he had come, till Qiyamah, the like of him will never be seen again. Ajazatin nisa an yalidna مثل محمد ابن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مضت الدهور فما أتينا بمثله ولقد أتى فعجزنا عن نظرائه. Aeons, centuries passed in the anticipation of this arrival. مضت الدهور, the like of him was not seen. And finally when he came, وَلَقَدْ عَتَى فَعَجَزْنَا عَنْ نُذَرَائِهِ. Aeons again will pass, and the like of him will not be reproduced. Women will fail to give birth to the like of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, ظُهُور, ulama say, ظُهُور, the revelation of this greatest creation of Allah, occurred possibly in Rabiul Awwal 14 centuries ago. However, his nubuwwat did not start then. I mentioned this many times. Such is the azmat, such is the honor, such is the dignity that Allah blessed Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu posed this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mata wajabat lakan nubuwa ya Rasulullah, when did Allah make you his Nabi? Anticipation of the answer to this, that Abu Huraira expected from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. According to various riwayat, it was Laylatul Qadr of that year, it was the 21st of Ramadan, I was in the cave of Hira, Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, and Allah made me his Nabi. Completely contrary to the anticipated response, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, kuntu nabiyan wa inna adama munjadilun bainal ma'i wat-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed. And already I was the Nabi of Allah. That Allah, who created this entire universe. How vast is the universe? It's not my intention. Specifically, with the limited time constraints that we have, for me to go into a geology lesson, but just to give us a glimpse of how vast this dunya is. We talk about the speed of light, which is 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is what they call the speed of light. 300,000 kilometers per second. Something moving at that unbelievable speed in a year will cover 9.4161 trillion kilometers. 9,400 trillion kilometers is one light year. This dunya, scientists estimate 3 to 5% of it, which is visible, what they call the observable universe. Observable universe. They estimate in that observable universe, there are 2 trillion galaxies. Example of one galaxy, what we call the Milky Way, where we are. That is the Milky Way, that is one galaxy. This galaxy is spinning at 828,000 kilometers an hour. It's moving outwards at 2.1 million kilometers per hour. This is one galaxy. They estimate there are 2 trillion galaxies. And how vast is this 3 to 5% of the observable universe? They say plus minus 95 billion light years. All this, Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ قَلِيلٌ. Even if you don't understand Arabic, Allah says all this is qaleel. And when it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse which I recited in the beginning, the same Quran, the same Allah, Kalamullah, Allah uses the term for all this and Allah says qaleel. And in relation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Wa innaka la'ala wa. One level of emphasis. Inna, second level of emphasis. Kaf, third level of emphasis. Lam again, fourth level of emphasis. Ala, fifth level of emphasis. Khuluqin azim. Dunya qaleel. Akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Azim. Like I said, time constraints. It's impossible to even scratch the surface. To some extent, I want to focus on one aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the aspect of the beauty of the character of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when it comes to external beauty, Alama Suyuti rahimahullah used to say, لم يكن جماله من جنس الجمال الدنيوي فقط. Externally, what was the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allama Ghazali in his Ihya'ul Ulum mentions, خلق الله جسده أكمل الأجساد. Externally, what we may call superficial beauty, outward beauty, he says in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was kamal, was absolute perfection. Brief, simple example of this. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka'anna shamsa tajri fi wajhihi. He says, I have never seen anything more magnificent, more luminous than the complexion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَأُ فِي الْجُدُرِ. And when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, the noor of that smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. The great shaheed of Islam and also a poet, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked, su'ila, he was questioned, describe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُهُ qadiman, when I would see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming towards me, ka'anni idha ra'aytu ash-shamsa qad ashraqat. He says it was as if I would observe the rising of the sun. Our mother Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she describes it like this. She says, lana shamsun walil afaq shamsun wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi as-sama'i li'anna shamsa as-sama'i tatlu'u ba'da fajrin wa shamsuna tatlu'u ba'da isha'i. She says, we have one sun and the horizon has one sun, but our sun is greater and better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light. If the sun doesn't rise, what difference does it make? She says, the hearts of humanity were steeped in absolute zulmat and darkness, and the sun of hidayat and light rose. That is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mending his shoes. Something for us to learn, that domestic chores Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would do. Aisha, all of a sudden, buhitta, was staring, dumbstruck at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was dusk. The sun had set, so it was dark. There was no real light. She was staring, dumbstruck. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed her, Ma buhitta ya Aisha. Aisha, what has caused you to be awestruck like this? She says, today I have understood the expression of Abul Kabira Huzali, referring to a poet of the past. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Ma qala Abul Kabir. What did Abul Kabira Huzali say that causes you to refer to his expression? She says, I remembered the poem, the poem which he uttered, وَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. Abul Kabira, in poetic language, describes a pitch dark night. All of a sudden, there is an electric storm. Myriads of stars light up the entire horizon, referring to the beads of perspiration that were flowing down the brows of Rasulullah. Such was the nur that was emanating from it. He says, it is like a rain cloud bursting forth with lightning. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha says this, look at the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us how to make a home. He left whatever he was doing. He stood up. He kissed Aisha on her forehead, smiled at her and said, Ma surirtu minki bi shayin ka sururi minki. Aisha, nothing has pleased me like how you please me. He taught us how to make a home. Coming back to this, just the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the morning of his birth, one Jew, like a madman, was running around Makkah. Was a child born last night? They said, yes, a child was born. Is his father alive? They said, yes. He said, I'm not referring to that child. Finally, he's told that the grandson of Abdul Muttalib, whose father predeceased his birth, was born. He says, take me to him. When he looks at the face of the newborn Muhammad, just a few hours old, waylun libani Israel. Laqad kharajat innubuwatu minha wa ruhtum bi يا معشر قريش والله لا يستوون بكم سطوة يظهر أمرها في الشرق والغرب. He says, halakat, destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. And then he points to the face of this newborn child and he says, the nur of this face is going to light up the entire world, east to west. Abdullah bin Salam, the scholar of the Jews, he says the first khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whole of Medina's curiosity was piqued that the conqueror of Medina, Muhammad, has come. He's giving his first public address, surrounded by 500 of the Ansar of Medina. Their curiosity as Jews was also piqued. He said he was a scholar. He says, I also went, irtajjan nas, the crowd had gathered. As I approached, فَلَمَّا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ وَجِهِ, when my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَبَيَّنْتُ, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, this conviction entered my heart, أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ, this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi of Allah. What greater testimony? Hind bin Abi Hala yatala'la'u wajhuhu tala'lu al-qamri laylat al-badr. Hind bin Abi Hala says the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shine like the 14th full moon. 14th full moon of the desert is a resplendent exhibition of majesty, of coolness, of beauty, of light that lights up the entire desert night. He says that is how the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shine. What greater testimony than our elderly sahabi, half an hour's reaction plus minus with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not a university graduate, no PhD, no academic background, Umm Ma'bad al-Khuza'i radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Such is the effect of this half an hour or 45 minute interaction with Rasulullah, that the gullies of Makkah, after this, the gullies of Makkah, there was a voice that was shouting out, Jazallah, Jazallah Rabbun Nas Khaira Jazaihi, Jazallah Rabbun Nas Khaira Jazaihi, Khalilain Halla Khaymata Ummi Ma'badi, Wakad Aflaha Man Amsa Rafiqa Muhammadin, Fain Tasalu Uchtakum Anshatiha Wa Inaiha, Fainaka In Tasalu Shata Tashhadu. The kuffar also didn't know the source of this voice. A voice sounded out after this interaction that may Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, the Rabb of humanity, reward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of recompense, the best of return. When the two friends entered the tent of Ma'bad, indeed they have succeeded who have become the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask the goat. Look at what the poet says. The source unknown, this voice rose up in Makkah. Ask the goat, Salushat. Ask the goat, ask the container. If that goat could speak, that goat also would give shahadat to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this voice referring to? Rasul, like I said, I'm not going into the details. Time constraint, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the journey of hijrat, they ran out of food, of provisions. They approach an elderly woman, Atika radiallahu anha, more famously known as Ma'bad al-Khuza'i radiallahu Allah Ta'ala anha, residing in a tent. Her husband Abu Ma'bad had gone out. They ask her for provision. She says, I have nothing. There is a shatun ke, a goat who in our terminology has passed its expiry date. Lean, bones, decrepit, couldn't give milk. Rasulullah said, I'm cutting it short, seeks permission, places his hands on the udder of that goat. One bucket gets full, second bucket gets full. First his companions, then he drinks, then he gives an entire bucket to Ma'bad Khuza'i for her family. Muarrikhin record, normally a goat's lifespan maximum 7 years. This goat, with this interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lived for 21 years. Passed away in the khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Her husband returns that evening, sees the milk. Where's it from? Points to the goat. He says, be realistic. She says, Allahu Akbar. Look at the first expression. Ra'aytu rajulan mubarakan. Ra'aytu rajulan mubarakan. I came across a blessed man. Sifihili. Ma'bad, describe him for me. As I mentioned repeatedly, time constraints, I'm just going to just touch on the Arabic to give us an idea what was the external beauty of Rasulullah. Impossible, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, impossible to go into details now, the time will pass, because wallah, scholars have written volumes explaining just the effect that this half an hour or 45 minute had upon Ma'bad Khuzai. Ra'aytu rajulan zahiral wada'a أبلج الوجه حسن الخلق لم تعيبه ثجلا لم تزر به صالة وسيم قسيم في عينيه داج في أشفاره غطف في لحيته في صوته صحل في لحيته كثافة في عنقه سطع إن صمت فعليه الوقار وإن تكلم سماه وعلاه البهاء أجمل الناس وأبهاهم من قريب أحسنهم وأجملهم أجمل الناس وأبهاهم من بعيد أحسنهم وأحلاهم من قريب حلو المنطق فصل لا نزر ولا هزر كأن منطقه خرزات نظم يتحدرنا ربعة لا تقتحمه عين من قصر ولا باين من طويل غصن بين غصنين فهو أنظر الثلاثة منظرا وأحسنهم قدرا له رفقاء يحفون به إن قال سمعوا لقوله وإن أمر تدابروا إلى أمره محفود محشود لا بائس ولا مفند صلى الله عليه وسلم. Simple basic translation of what she said. She said, I saw a man, he was the 14th full moon in human form that came in front of me. ظاهر الوضاء أبلج الوجه, radiant face, shining. This is coming back to what I was saying, where Allama Ghazali rahimahullah said, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ أَكْمَلَ الْأَجْسَادِ, Allah created his external form, كَمَال كَمَا خَلَقَ خُلُقَهُ أَكْمَلَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, as Allah created his akhlaq, his insight also to perfection. فَهُوَ فَكَانَتْ تَامْ فِي السُّورَةِ وَفِي السِّيرَةِ, he was perfection in appearance and he was perfection in conduct also, in akhlaq, in character. Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was this? This type of description, in half an hour's reaction, this is an expression of what was meant by Suyuti, where he said, لَمْ يَكُنْ جَمَالُهُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْجَمَالِ الدُّنْيَوِي فَقَدْ, his beauty was not just an external beauty, بَلْ كَانَ نُورًا رَهْبَانِيًا تَنْشَرِحُ لَهُ الصُّدُورِ وَتَلِينُ لَهُ الْقُلُوبِ, but it was a spiritual light. His beauty was a spiritual light. Anyone who with sadaqat, with sincerity, would come into contact with that, automatically his heart would open up and his heart would be softened and his inside would be filled with noor. Such was the external effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question, like I said, we can talk about seerah, we can talk about Rabiul Awwal, but the tragedy today that is facing you and I is that once a year in Rabiul Awwal we remember this great birth, this life changing occurrence, but conversely, as ulama say, once a year we remember this birth and 365 or 355 days a year, 100 times we make zabah and we destroy the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is Muhammad today sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our akhlaq? Where is Muhammad today when you are a husband, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is Muhammad today when you are an employer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the two aspects I want to focus on. Unfortunately, time constraint. They say the acid test, the crunch test of akhlaq and character, two testimonials you need. You can pull wool over the whole world. Understand, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from a worldly aspect, when he left this world, he was penniless. La yamliku shay'an, he owned nothing. Dir'uhu kanat marhunatun 'inda rajulin yahudi, even his armor was left as collateral for a debt that he took from a Jewish neighbor. That was his worldly circumstance. Lam yamlik shay'an walakin malakal qulub. Malakul Qulub, he owned nothing of the physical world, but he had become the owner of the hearts of humanity. So that even 14 centuries later, how many of us will be prepared to sacrifice anything just for one glance at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of us, if someone makes ru'yat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, every person he can find the next day, he is overjoyed. There's no price you can pay upon this. I saw Muhammad. I saw my Nabi in a dream. What is his excitement? What is his ecstasy? How did he reach this level where he owned the hearts of humanity? Financially, he owned nothing in this world, but he owned the hearts of humanity. Ulama say it was through his akhlaq, through his character. And like I said, two people, two categories is the asset test. Your servants, those who work for you, those of a lower social pecking order. One example, on both aspects, I'm going to give just one example because of time constraints. What better example? In a society where slavery was taking place, what was a slave? The lowest rung of society. Nothing lower than that. Wasn't even allowed to possess anything. He was a possession. This is before Nubuwwat. Before Nubuwwat, Zayd bin Harisa, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of the Qudha'a clan. His mother takes this young child with her to visit her relatives in Makkah Mukarrama. On the way, he is separated from the caravan, captured by highway robbers. A free, wealthy child sold into slavery, traded in the marketplace. First he is purchased by Hakim bin Hizam. Thereafter Hakim bin Hizam sells him to Khadija bint Khuwailid radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She gives him as a gift to her husband Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of their nikah. So now he becomes the slave and servant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His father and uncle undertake a journey. Imagine the tears, the pain, the hurt, separated from their only child, searching. Finally they receive news. What is the news that they receive? That your son Zayd, inda Muhammad fi Makkah, al-Qurashi, al-Hashimi, this is before Nubuwwat. So not Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your son is by a man named Muhammad from the Quraysh tribe, Hashim clan. The father of Zayd and the uncle, they approach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna ibni indak rudduhu ilay wa ana u'tika ma turid. That, O Muhammad, my child, my blood, my offspring, my heir is by you. He is not a slave. He was taken into slavery unfairly. Return him back to me. I am prepared to pay any price. Name your price. Imagine what a father will do to return his child back to him. We hear of kidnapping cases. We read in the media. We see the pain, the hurt, particularly with a wealthy family. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, name your price, return my baby back to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, awa ghayra dhalik. I have another option for you. He says, ma huwa. What is the other option? He says, أُخَيِّرُ زَيْدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ. Stories we hear, incidents we hear. Bring ourselves. Picture this in the mind. What is the option that is being presented? Go to your business. Go to your shop. Go to your domestic servants in your house. The manner in which you treat them, the type of wages you pay them, the way you speak to them, your conduct towards them. Weigh it in the light. Where is Muhammad today? Where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam today? In the way we speak to our servants. Where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam today? In the way we remunerate our servants. Where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam today? In our attitude to whom, those whom we think are lower than us. Why? Because they are not, they may have a different color of skin, or different language, or different background. Where is Muhammad today? La salah, wala falah, wala najah, illa bi Muhammad. Understand, whatever humanity is facing, there is no restoration of rights, there is no dignity, there is no honor, there is no success besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ukhayru Zaydan bayni wa baynak. I have a better option for you. Let Zayd choose. You don't have to pay me anything. You don't have to pay me anything. Let Zayd choose between me and you. What are the choices? Mustahil, impossible. In the mind of that father, that his child was going to choose a stranger. Was going to choose the life of slavery. As opposed to freedom. As opposed to returning back to his mother and father. He's overjoyed. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ بَلَغْتَ فَوْزَ فَوْقَ النَّصَفِ. Wallahi Muhammad, what you have offered me is beyond justice. What you have offered me is beyond justice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for Zayd. أَتَعْرِفُ هَذَا. Zayd, do you recognize this person? He says, yes, naam. هَذَا وَالِدِي. This is my father. مَنْ هَذَا. هَذَا أَخُوِيَ. That is my uncle. That. هَذَا أَخُوْ وَلَدِي. That is my uncle. زَيْد, اِخْتَرْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ. Choose between me and them without hesitation. Understand, this is before Nubuwat. Quran has not come. Wahi has not come. Dawat of Nubuwat has not come. What occurred here? Short period of interaction. Between a slave and the master. Slave and a master. And what is the history bears witness. وَإِنَّكَ لَا لَا خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Zayd says, اِخْتَرْتُ مُحَمَّدًا سَيِّدِي. I choose to remain with my master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd's father is absolutely dumbstruck. اِخْتَارَ عُبُودِيَّةِ. اخْتَرْتَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ عَلَى الْحُرِّيَّةِ. Oh my son, do you realize what you are saying? You are choosing slavery over freedom. You are choosing slavery, being someone's servant over emancipation. You are choosing a stranger over your mother and father. Do you understand? He says, Ya Walidi, O my father, رَأَيْتُ إِنْدَ هَذَا الرَّجُلَ شَيْئًا مَا رَأَيْتُ مَا أَجِدُهُ إِنْدَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have seen in this man something that I have not found it in any human being on the surface of this earth. What was it? What was it? Was it wealth? Was it ownership? Was it possession? By the qasam of my Allah, it was that akhlaq. It was that character. It was that rahmat. It was that mercy. It was that consideration. It was that forgiveness. It was that compassion that caused Zayd bin Haritha. Anas bin Malik, small child, his mother brings him. He says, I was 10 years of age. 10 years of age. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made hijrah to Madina Munawwara. My mother brought me to him. Umm Sulaym radiyallahu anha. She said, from today onwards, inna ibni hadha khadimuka. Ya Rasulullah, from today onwards, my son, my child, he is your servant. I am making him waqf to you. Khadimu Rasulullah, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he say? Khadamtu an-nabiyya sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashra sinin. I was in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. Ma sabbani subbatan qattu. Wa ma intaharani. In 10 years, he never swore me once. He never insulted me once. He never raised his voice against me once. He never said to me about anything that I didn't do, why did you do it? Or anything that I did wrong, why did you do it like that? In 10 years, this was that akhlaq. By the qasam of my Allah, the media can say what they want. The negative propaganda of Islam can do whatever they want. The hearts of humanity will be attracted to the inner beauty and illumination of Islam if you and I, instead of just focusing on celebration of a birth, have to focus on translating the reality of that birth into our lives. Translate the reality of the declaration, Main to aashiq e rasool, I love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let that love resound in action. Let that love resound. Let that love remonstrate with us each time we insult those who are in our employ, or those who are lower than us, or the poor. Every time we insult them, every time we swear them, every time we show harshness and arrogance and intolerance towards them, let that akhlaq and let that love translates itself into remonstrating with us. Because understand, a court is coming. There it is not a Rabiul Awwal or a birthday question. There it is a question of who molded himself on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, testimonial servant. Other testimonial wife. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. If Allah gives life an opportunity, inshallah we'll continue. May Allah give us tawfiq.